We take a closer look now at a story that's been brewing for months. Hundreds of people have been killed in clashes between Muslim and Christian communities in the Nigerian city of Jos. Nigerian authorities are under mounting pressure to prosecute those behind the unrest. And while it may be that religion is the fault line for a decade of sporadic fighting, the grievances in Jos go much deeper. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton begins her story just outside the city.
Welcome to Dogon Nahawa, a farming village framed by picturesque rolling hills and giant boulders on the outskirts of Jos, the once prosperous and cosmopolitan capital city of Plateau State in central Nigeria. Jos lies at the crossroads of the majority Muslim north and the mainly Christian south. Poverty, joblessness, fierce competition over land, political control and scarce resources, as well as issues of identity and belonging, are among the pressures confronting the people here. For generations, a mosaic of religious and ethnic communities known as indigens and settlers lived here side by side in peace until trouble erupted 10 years ago. Today in Dogon Nahawa, children are laughing and playing, kicking a soccer ball about. But on March 7, in the dead of night, villagers here recount a living hell and coming under siege.
Around 3 o'clock, we heard the sound of the gun. Pow, pow, pow. My in-law, she just wake up and said, Auntie, 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 see, they are shooting. They are shooting. Pow, pow.
Elizabeth Bulus, who's Christian, said she, her children and other panicked villagers ran helter-skelter in the latest cycle of sectarian slaughter in Jos. This time round, said another Christian resident, Victoria Johanna, Hausa and Fulani-speaking Muslims attacked the Christian Berom community in Dogon Nahawa. Down a dirt track, past burned and blackened sandbrick buildings, Johanna leads me to her house. Her home is now a charred ruin and the roof has caved in. Johanna described her ordeal.
I heard Fulani people speaking their language, saying, come, 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 saying, where are the pagans, where are the pagans? Come out. There is about 20 of them setting houses ablaze and we ran away for our dear lives. All my in-laws, they just slaughtered them like goats. They cut the back of their necks, their heads and their faces.
Witnesses said Christian children, women and men were hacked to death with machetes, axes and other crude weapons. Corpses were rammed down water wells. Experts say this second explosion of violence in as many months was in reprisal for the murders of mostly Muslims in similar attacks in January. But the Roman Catholic Archbishop of Jos, Ignatius K. Gama, says it's too easy to blame the strife in Jos on ethnicity and religion.
I always insist that we should dig deeper than what appears on the surface. There are certainly social, economic, political factors responsible for this recurring crisis, which we have never got at. Unless we do so, there will always be a cycle of violence in Jos and Plateau State as a whole.
The Archbishop warned that young people were being manipulated to do the bidding of others.
The youths are largely unemployed, so they are a large army on the street. Then you have political opportunists and ignorant religious preachers who would like to use these youths for their own selfish interests.
Archbishop K. Gama is on a committee instructed by Nigeria's acting president, Goodluck Jonathan, to come up with solutions to the grievances dividing the communities in Jos. Muslims and others are also represented on the committee. Local Muslim spokesman Sani Moody urged Nigerian politicians in Plateau State to demonstrate their commitment to peace in Jos.
Let me tell you here, communities are polarized. Lack of political will and determination on the part of the leadership to bring about reconciliation is the bane of this crisis in Plateau.
Today, we forgive one another and resolve never to resort to violence as a means of solving our problems.
Youth from across the communities of Jos pledged their dedication to peace at a recent conference organized by Nigeria's Institute for Governance and Social Research. The head of the institute, Jonah Isawa Elaigu, planned the three-day peace gathering. He said the young people themselves made recommendations for reconciliation.
The youth have been used as the cannon fodder. They suggested, for example, punishment of those who have been found guilty as offenders in past cases of violence, and nothing has been done. So the lack of efficacy of law enforcement has encouraged those who perpetrate violence to believe that they are sacrosanct, they are sacred cows. I believe that everybody is getting tired of violence.
The Nigerian Red Cross in the Jos area has integrated peace building into its first aid training to help local communities such as Dafo and Mba resolve conflicts. The local Red Cross coordinator, Manasseh Pampe, explained what they teach participants.
Alternatives to violence. The targeted beneficiaries are perpetrators, inciters, and victims of violent conflicts. You have the power to transform a potential conflict into a peaceful one. The power is within you.
Imagine two people on a very narrow bridge, said Pampe. Who gives way first? They can transform that encounter into something positive.
And at the same time, they can transform that power negatively. And it will result to fighting that may not consume only the two of them, but may consume the whole community.
Comrades. Can you now hear me?
After demonstrating Red Cross first aid techniques, Mba village youth leader Edward Silas Dikos spoke of the importance of what he'd learned.
The training we have undertaken honestly brings about togetherness, understanding, peace, and brings about love.
Such peace-building efforts could help the villagers of Dogo Nahawa, the scene of the latest killings. The village is now protected by army and police patrols. Yet, despite increased security around the Jos area and the dawn-to-dusk curfew, reports persist of isolated abductions claiming the lives of both Muslims and Christians. Death threats are circulating once again in poisonous hate text messages, and people are living in fear. Ofebi Equistockton, NPR News, Jos, Central Nigeria.